welcome to Very Fine Friends. Bonus improv.
I'm here too.
Yeah. Hi, Francis.
Hey, girl.
Thank you for mouthing the words while I said them. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. I think everyone heard it.
You tell. It'll pick up on the recording.
Yeah, this is really good equipment.
Yeah.
Mm. From reallygoodequipment.com.
Yep.
Anyway,
very fine friends. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna do some improv.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I just thought today was gonna be like a philosophy day, but I can do improv.
Well, it depends on our improv can be philosophical.
Okay. Oh, how philosophical of you.
Thank you, Joe. Can we get a suggestion?
Your suggestion is criminal.
The philosophy of crime.
Mm.
Criminal. You know, I have a weird thought about crime and criminals.
Mm.
I mean, depending on the crime, I don't think it would take that much to get like the average person to like get in the same, like if you were like starving, you're going to steal food, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, it's a crime, but what's that quote? If I'm starving, you're in danger.
Oh, that famous quote. Yes. I think my grandmother had that on a pillow.
Yeah, it's from the early aughts.
Yeah. Wait.
It's ancient Chinese wisdom from the prophet at sea.
Yeah. So your thought about crime is just that people do it.
I'm seeing there's some crimes where it's like, okay, that's crazy. That's, I can't see myself in your shoes. Like a wanton murderer, you know, like you just like out there killing people in alleys. Like, okay, this is not out of hunger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wanted to kill.
There's no need for this. A normal person couldn't really be backed into a situation where they are. Yeah.
But like, remember the movie John Q? Was it John Q or Johnny Q?
John Q. Yeah.
Remember that? What's a father to do?
Yeah.
It's father to do, John Q.
That's true. I think every year, I think there should be like
the Purge.
Yeah. Well, we already, more like every day.
Yeah.
I think every year there should be like whoever has the most creative, interesting crime gets away with it. So at the end of the year, we take tally of all like,
oh, the crimes are already committed and we're voting on them.
Yeah. So you could try to win this prize. Like, let's say it's an actual prize. As long as it's like, not like doesn't severely like hurt anybody. Like, I don't want that, but like there are things that are crimes that are feel kind of victimless in terms of like,
hey, if they hurt someone in a funny way, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it depends on how funny it is.
As long as they can get up after the joke.
Right. And then let's say, like, as part of your prize package, you, for having the most interesting crime, any damages that your crime, like, was responsible for are covered as part of the prize package. But you get away with it, basically. But there's the chance that you're going to shoot for this prize and you don't get it because someone out clevers you.
And now you're in trouble.
And so now you actually have to pay for that real crime. I think this would be a fun little game we could play as a society.
Wouldn't every person just wait until the last day?
Well, that would be the thing is like, there'd be
crime day.
It would be like December 31st would be like a fun new day.
Crime day.
Or maybe we could do it. We could do like a weird like fiscal year type thing because there's nothing really going on in September. September 30th. Let's say crime year ends. A new crime year begins October 1st.
Crime year beginning October 1st, 2025, and ending September 31st, 2026.
Probably September has to be 30th.
Or 30th. Yeah.
yeah. I think that would be kind of a fun little, yeah, and then we get to, as a society, we all get to vote on which crime we want someone to get away with.
It would be better if we did, like, if the window slightly shifted and no one knew what it was, because then that would stop people from trying to wait until the last day. Because then they're like, well, I don't know when the last day is, so I better do it before I don't have a chance anymore.
Alternative idea. Throughout the year, we submit ideas for our crimes, and then we vote, and then whoever wins gets to do the crime.
I like the idea that there needs to be the danger involved of, I might not get away with this.
And then you're just asking permission.
Yeah.
Which is not as fun.
It's not, that's I feel like the safer version. I want there to be, you need to have that risk factor of
danger.
Yes. Only one will win. Mistake. And we don't know who it is. So you could just, I don't know. I think that's a fun idea. Let's do it. Let's okay. make this happen.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
And now, improv.
Hi, Angela.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for leaving your door open. I enjoy just walking in. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about what you're going to submit for this year's crime
I
day?
A few ideas.
Oh, do share.
No, you're not going to try and...
Angela!
You're not going to try and steal my ideas.
No, I respect you. And I have my own ideas. Look, I've got a pad.
Oh, wow. Look.
See, I've written ideas on it.
Page after page.
So let's just...
That just says watermelon cantaloupe over and over again.
Well, if you know, you know.
Okay.
I was thinking, well, let's just sit down. I brought tea. I just want to hear your ideas.
Oh, all right. Well, Stephanie, I trust you.
Of course.
You're my best friend.
Of course, my girl.
So, okay. Well, I had one idea.
Yeah?
Where I'd create some kind of like elaborate Rube Goldberg machine. What are you doing? What are you writing?
What?
What are you writing?
Oh, I'm just doodling.
Okay.
Goldberg machine. Go on.
And it would be a really elaborate little process, and at the end of it, it would pants a police officer in front of a whole school full of middle schoolers, and they'd all laugh. And he would say, "That's assaulting the police." And then I'd be like, but it was creative, so.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but I think it's bad.
No.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite idea.
That was your favorite? Oh, just throw that one away right now.
Oh,
promise dang. Me you'll throw it away.
I've already started the Rube Goldberg machine.
I'll take it for you.
Oh, God, you're such a good friend.
I'm a good, it's Angela. Angela is short for, actually it's long for Angel.
Hmm. Stephanie must be long for God, because you're helping me out so much.
Yep, it is.
Well, what are your, what? Tell me about your ideas.
Okay, let's see, what do I have here? I'm going to develop a Goldberg machine.
What?
No, hear me out, it's a little different than yours. And when it's fully activated,
uh-huh.
It pantses a fireman. In front of middle schoolers.
Stephanie!
What?
That's my same idea.
No, it's totally different. There's that cops.
I know, but assaulting a police officer is a crime. But pantsing a fireman, that's a good afternoon for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you're stealing my ideas.
It's not stealing. It's in the ether. I grabbed it from the ether.
No, the ether... It came out of my mouth. You stole it.
Okay, we're friends. You know I have no ideas. Stupid.
Oh, this is...
Stephanie's stupid.
It's just like that time I was going to ask Jeremy to the dance, and I told you that I was going to do that, and you were like, that's a really good idea. And then you did it, and you asked Jeremy...
Well,
this is exactly like that. You're
the
stealing.
Fact that he said yes means he wasn't for you.
No, you were wearing a mask of my face when you did it. You confused Jeremy.
He was confused.
Stephanie, just don't stop stealing.
I don't stop stealing?
No, just don't. Dot, dot, dot. Stop stealing! Exclamation point.
Okay, I'll come up with my own thing on crime day.
Okay. Now I've got to go back to the drawing board.
No, I won't use it.
No.
You do your idea.
It's ruined now. It's ruined. And now I'm just thinking about pantsless firemen, which I'm not mad about, but...
See?
Yeah.
Just trying to make the world a better place.
Okay, fine.
I used to get burned with cigarettes. Just wanted to give you a little insight as to why I feel the need to steal your ideas and come up on top.
Is that also why you have a fascination with firemen?
Maybe.
Because of the burning?
Could be. Anyway, crime day.
Okay.
I wish you luck. And I still want to be your friend no matter what happens.
Well, I do too. You're my oldest friend, even though you always steal from me.
It's not stealing.
It is a little bit.
It's just taking away.
And giving to you.
See?
No, it's stealing.
Angela. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go work on my new invention.
Okay, I'm working on mine, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
You don't need to tell me. I don't need to know. I'll find out on crime day.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, if it's good, I'll vote for it. That's who I am.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Cut to crime day. Hey.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we both have our...
Our boxes.
Our boxes of crimes.
Our boxes of crimes.
It's good to see you. You look good.
Thank you. You look good. You're wearing the same thing I'm wearing.
Well, that was a coincidence.
Okay.
But look, I got fresh burns. I did it myself.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm worried this is going to reactivate something.
Nah.
You're stealing nature.
Anyway, go ahead and unveil your crime. Now's the day. I couldn't possibly steal.
Okay.
Here we go.
Right. I'm just gonna go over.
Oh, wait. What's that over there? Box swap. Box swap. Oh, I thought I saw something.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, gonna start taking up these railroad ties so I can derail this train.
Oh.
What? What?
Huh? Well, what?
Where's my railroad tie detire?
I don't know what happened. This is so strange.
Wait a second.
What?
This what box is just filled with cigarette butts.
Hmm.
And a picture of you.
Want to burn me?
Kind of now.
Oh, I'm
no,
just...
Stephanie, don't do it. No.
What?
No. No, you're taking up the railroad.
Look at my railroad ties, you said?
Oh, no.
They were railroad ties?
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
Oh, here comes the train. Oh, oh no.
Did I do it?
Oh, no. You got to inflate the giant bouncy house so that the railroad, the train.
I'm doing it.
Derails, but it derails into the railroad, into the bouncy house. And
look,
then
look.
And then it just bounces a bunch of times.
Angela,
and it's funny.
Look.
No. Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I'm stuck doing a not clever crime because of your, I'm littering. I'm littering, which is a felony in this town. Oh.
I'm the judge of this contest.
Oh, judge, no.
This is interesting. What? Thousands of cigarette butts?
Yeah.
Is this for burning a friend?
Yeah, that's what they were for.
To just burn a friend?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put a pin in that. What's this? What's this shit?
What's
bouncy house? What? What? A train?
Well, it was supposed to... It was comical. Like, did
really
you see...
stupid. I hate what? This idea.
No, this was really fun.
The person who came up with this should be dead.
What? No.
Back to the cigarette butts. This is really something. Wow. World, we have a winner. Hold your hand up.
Oh.
What? What?
Yeah.
What? I've been burned.
Who's got the ether now, Stephanie? Scene.